Good evening, everybody. So we're ready, Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, which means that it's obviously the opportunity for us to begin to talk about Hilchos Pesach. So let's begin with a very important halacha regarding the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. And the reason I chose this is because not only is it relevant to Bedikas Chametz, it's relevant throughout the year, as we will see. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Bedikas Chametz, Siman Tav Lamed Aleph, Yizar kol adam shelo yaschol b'shum malacha v'lo yochal. A person has to be careful that he should not begin any malacha, or, for that matter, one is not allowed to eat, ad sheyivdok, until he does the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. Why? Why shouldn't a person do malacha, and why should he not eat? Because we're concerned, once you get involved in doing a malacha, once you get involved in eating, maybe shemi yimashech, maybe you're going to get so involved in the work that you're doing, or maybe you're going to get so involved in the meal, and you're going to forget about doing the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz that you are mechuyev to fulfill. So I saw a very interesting chiddush in the Sefer Sha'arim HaMetzuyanim BaHalacha, which is by Rabbi Brown. So he wrote a very interesting chiddush that what if you have a rav who has office hours to sell the chametz? So obviously he doesn't make office hours on Bedikas Chametz night, but what happens right after he finishes davening Ma'ariv? Somebody comes to him and he says, I forgot to sell the chametz, so can we do it now? So what's the din? Does that fall under the category of lo yasa shum malacha, that a person is not allowed to be involved in any business? Says Rabbi Brown, no. Because that's not regular business, that's business that has to do with beer chametz. So that's not going to take my mind away from the mitzvah that's at hand. If I involve myself in selling the chametz on behalf of someone in the shul, it will not distract the rav from going home a few minutes later and making sure that he does his mitzvah of kas chametz. Okay? So be it as it may, what does it mean when we say lo yochal? What does it mean that one is not allowed to eat before being mekayim the mitzvah bedikas chametz? What exactly is the definition of eating in this context? Says the Magen Avraham, te'ima will be permissible. All eating means is you're not allowed to eat a real meal. You're not allowed to eat pas, you're not allowed to sit down and be koveya suda. However, he says if you eat pas, hababakistin, if you eat something which is small, less than a kibetza, you eat some peiros, you eat some fruit, that would not be considered a violation of this isser of lo, not be a violation at all, and that would be permissible. Where does he get this from? Where does the Magen Avraham get that idea that te'ima would be permissible? So we find this concept already earlier in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Lamed Beis. We are told, asur la'adam lechel kodem sheyispala mincha. A person is not allowed to eat before davening mincha. And therefore, so you have a case like today. Today, mincha is 6:40. So what do? You eat. You're not going to eat lunch, right? This man mincha begins at 2 o'clock. You're not going to eat lunch. So obviously, there are some kulas. Some achrenim say that over here it's going to be different because if you daven at the same time every night, maybe that's considered like a built-in tanai that there's no violation to do anything beforehand because you know that every night you come home and you go straight to shul, that would not be a problem. However, over there, the Shulchan Aruch writes clearly that the only violation of eating before davening mincha would be if a person eats a real kviyas suda, but stam to have peiros v'yirakos, to have some light snacks before being mekayim in the mitzvah of davening mincha would not be an issue at all. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens also in Kriya Shema. One is not allowed to eat before saying Kriya Shema at night in Ma'ariv. Shulchan Aruch also says this in Hilchos Musaf, and Siman Reish Pei Vav, where the Mechaber talks about davening Musaf, and he says one is not allowed to eat before davening Musaf. And Mikan is the biggest problem for Kiddush clubs. People go out and they have a Kiddush club, forgetting about the drinking and all the issues that have to do with that. But what about the fact that it says, Mefurish and Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to eat before davening Musaf? It's the same din that applies by Bedikas Chametz, the same din that applies by Mincha, and the same din that applies by many, many other halachas. Now, it's important to point out, Rav Soloveitchik did make a point to mention that the Gemara tells us, Lo sochlu al adam, we have a drasha that one is not allowed to eat, kolim shetispalu al dimchem, one is not allowed to eat before being mispalo in the morning. Before davening shachris, one cannot eat. So that is not to be confused with this halacha over here. That is a special halacha, said of Soloveitchik, that only applies to shachris, that is not respectful of you. Before you go ahead and take care of your matters, to take care of your tefillahs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the morning, the first thing that you have to do is go ahead and daven. To go ahead and do other things before you do the davening, which is the most important thing, That is not recommendable. And that's why the Gemara says, those sochlu kodem shetispalu al dimchem, that's what we learn from lo sochlu al adam. This that we find, the halacha that one is not allowed to eat before doing other mitzvahs, that is not connected to that issue of lo sochlu al adam. What do you mean? I've been mekayim mitzvahs all day long. I'm wearing matzitzas, I wore my tefillin already, I already davened shachris and mincha, I did everything. It's not disrespectful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that now I'll sit down and eat dinner. Just as a separate halacha, that we're concerned that now if you're going to get involved in eating dinner, you're going to forget about doing your mitzvah that's at hand. So that's a separate halacha. What would be enough kamina? So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out as follows. It's interesting, if you're medayik in the Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam writes in Ilchos Tefila, Osur lo la'adam sheyitum klumot sheyasa malacha me'achar she'ala amud ha-shachar al sheyispalo tefila shachris. Rambam uses a Lashon by tefila shachris that it's osur to eat or to do anything before you daven shachris. It's interesting that when you look in the Rambam, when he talks about Ma'ariv, it should be the same din, it should be the same halacha, that it's aser to do anything before you daven Ma'ariv. Same way we find by everything else. No, over here the Rambam does not use that lashon. He says, "Afal pisha tefilas arbis reshus." Even though we know tefilas arbis is only reshus, still says the Rambam, it's not a good idea to go ahead and eat dinner before you daven Ma'ariv. Why? Because we're concerned that maybe you're going to get carried away with the dinner and you're not going to remember to daven Ma'ariv. Said of Soloveitchik, you see clearly that the Rambam is distinguishing between the isser to eat before davening shachris and the isser to eat before other mitzvahs. Before davening shachris, that's a real isser that we learn out from the din, the sochlu al adam, that is disrespectful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be involved in anything else before starting off the day with tefillah shachris. Then we have a separate isser, derabanan, that we're concerned that if people are going to get involved in doing something else before being mekayim any mitzvah, then we're concerned that there's going to be some sort of negligence when it comes to being mekayim that mitzvah. So that's interesting to point out that these halachas are not exactly the same, even though they seem pretty similar. If Soloveitchik said a nafka mina might be, let's say, for example, let's say a person already started to eat, not realizing that there's an isser. Let's say I daven shachris. Before I daven shachris, I go ahead, I start having breakfast. Then someone points out to me, by the way, you're not allowed to do that. So I would say, even if you start already, you have to stop. Why? Because it's disrespectful to the Shekhinah. What about by Ma'ariv? Before I start to daven Ma'ariv, I go ahead and I start eating, or I eat while it's a Zman Heter. I eat already before the Zman begins. Would I be allowed to continue? The answer is yes. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch says the Chatchila, you shouldn't get involved in doing such a thing. What if I did it already? So, okay, maybe you can go ahead and continue having that meal, because it's not the same Isser that applies by Ma'ariv as would apply by Shachris. And the truth is that really this is a halacha that applies by all mitzvahs ha-Torah. Before a person is mekayim the mitzvah, the Gemara says in Sukkot Daf Lamed Ches, if somebody was traveling on the road and was not able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav on Sukkis. So it says when he comes home, he's not allowed to sit down and have a meal. He has to stop right away whatever he's doing and shake the lulav right now. He's not allowed to be involved in anything else. In fact, the Rokeach writes, many, many Rishonim and Achronim have given reasons where the minhag developed that the Chasana and Kala fast on the day of their Chasana. So everyone has different ideas, but the Rokeach, one of the great Rishonim, writes that the reason why the minhag developed that a chasana and kala don't eat on the day of the chasana is why? The same way, before you shake lulav, you don't eat. Before you daven mincha, you don't eat. Before you daven ma'ariv, you don't eat. So before you're mekayim the mitzvah of kedushim and nisu, also don't eat. That said, the Rokeach is the reason why the chasana and kala took upon themselves not to eat the whole day, because they wanted to make sure to follow the halacha that we find by all the other mitzvahs as well. In fact, the Rama writes that Leil Purim, says the Rama, one is not allowed to eat before Mikra Megillah. Why? The Rama says in Siman Tefresh Sadi Beis, the reason why is because even if the Tainish is Kasha Alav, even if it's hard, you just fasted a whole Tainish Esther, still says the Rama, you should not go ahead and eat for the same reason, because one is not allowed to go ahead and eat before being Mekayim and Mitzvah, because we're concerned you're going to get caught up with the eating and you're not going to remember to do it. Now here, there's a little bit of a problem, because over here the Rama says, unless there's a major tzarech gadol, a person is not even allowed to taste anything. Now, we began the shir by saying that the Magen Avram says over here, there's no problem to do te'ima before bedikas chametz. No problem to do te'ima before davening mincha. Only problem is to sit down and have a real meal. So why over here does the Rama go out of the general rule? And why does the Rama say by Mikra Megillah specifically, there's an iser even to do te'ima before going ahead and hearing the Mikra Megillah? Why should Mikra Megillah be any different? Says the El Yerabba, the reason why is because of the following. Because you've been fasting all day long, and now everybody's hungry, so we're concerned. Once you're going to go get one cookie, you're going to go sit down and get a bagel, and then you're going to go and get something else because you're going to be really hungry. So once we allow you to do anything, says the El Yerabba, then we're concerned you're going to go out of control, and you're not going to be able to stop yourself, and then you're going to forget to do the Mikra Megillah. And that's why we're more machmer by Mikra Megillah than we would be by other mitzvahs. As Rabbi Fonda likes to say, in every shiur after Purim, I think till the next Purim, he says, Purim doesn't have Avdalah, so maybe we can always talk about Hilchos Purim. So here we are, we're still being Mekayim the Inyan of Purim, that we have to talk about this Ramah. Why is it that over here the din is different, that you're not even allowed to do a te'ima before hearing the Megillah on Purim night? When it comes to Tekiyah Shofar, now this is a very sensitive issue. When it comes to Tekiyah Shofar, so l'chari, this should be the same halacha as we find by everything else. In fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman, I'll read you his lashon because it's so beautiful. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in the Nishmas Avram, they quote Rav Shlomo Zalman, Kava alai nafshi, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it pains my heart. Eich efshir lahashir sefer Torah ala bima v'lalechas habaisa kidei lakadish v'lecha matamim. How do we allow ourselves to go leave the Aron, you leave the sefer Torah out in the shul, in the middle of davening, on the middle of davening on Rosh Hashanah, everybody goes home, has kiddush, has a whole meal. V'adayin lo kimu mitzvah hayom shehu esarvus l'tshuva. V'ofechas minas adin l'minas harachamim. How do we allow ourselves to do that? In fact, I once read a story about Rav Henkin. I think he only gave smicha to two or three Talmidim. He didn't like to give smicha. So one Talmud who he gave smicha to, he gave him three directives, and he said, if you violate any of these principles, then your smicha is batal mavutal. It's retroactively, it's gone. One of the things that he told him was, if you dare have anyone eat and make kiddush in your shul before tkiyah shofar, then your smicha is retroactively not valid at all. Because Rav Henkin felt, he wrote a tshuva about it in the Magdalos Aliyo, but basically, the Achronim said, this should follow the same rule as we find by everything else. Where do we come up with this idea that all of a sudden, tkiyah shofar is more kal than anything else? In fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, tkiyah shofar should be more chomer. It's Emes Hadin, we have Yom Kippur, we have Rosh Hashanah on our head. How are we allowed to go ahead and violate the halacha that we never violate throughout the rest of the year? In fact, Rabbi Kiva Eger writes a tremendous chiddush in the Jewish Chiddush. Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says a tremendous chiddush that in his town one year there was Makas Cholera going around. I don't know what that's called. Diphtheria? What?
Cholera.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what it is. So it was a very dangerous time in the city. And Rabbi Kiva Eger realized that now we're going to have a problem because this year people are going to have to eat. So first of all, you see the mashmos from Rabbi Kiva Eger is in a regular year he would never allow them to eat. But this year he realized it's a big sakana because everybody's sick, so he had to come up with something. Real Rabbi Kiva Eger, you know what we're going to do? This year when everybody in the city is sick, you know what the minig should be? Said Rabbi Kiva Eger, we're going to do tkiyas to miyushav. We're going to go and make the brachas on the tkiyas. And after we blow shofar before Musaf, then everyone's going to go home. After we already began doing the tkiyah shofar de miyushav, then everyone should go home and have kiddush. Then you'll come back and we'll daven Musaf. It's going to be a hepsik in the bracha. You made a bracha by tkiyah shofar, and now you're not going to finish up the tkiyahs till the end of Musaf. Said Rav Kiveger, it's more chomer to go ahead and eat before doing a mitzvah than to be mapsik in between the bracha on the tkiyah shofar de miyushav and the tkiyah shofar de miumad. Said Rav Kiveger, the best etzah would be to go ahead and make the bracha on the tkiyah shofar, to blow the first few tkiyahs, and then everyone should go home, then come back, we'll daven musaf, and we'll finish up the tkiyahs. That's it, Rabbi Kiveger is what we should do. However, as we know, the minig has developed in many, many communities. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter already began this minig in the Tnuas HaMusar. They quote this from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. In fact, many write that the Talmidei Chafetz Chaim say in Radin they had this practice also, that all the yeshivas in Europe for some reason had the kula over here, that on Rosh Hashanah, everybody was makel to go and eat before tkiyas. And the question is why? So one of the Talmidei Chacham Sofer writes, well, the reason why maybe is because we know that there's an Emes Hadin in Rosh Hashanah, so nobody's going to forget. We're not lightheaded in Rosh Hashanah. The reason we go home to eat is because we want people to be able to pay attention to Musaf. Now that we know the minig is that we daven so late in the day, and it's hard for us to pay attention for so long, so it says one of the Talmidei Chacham Sofer that because of that, and coupled with the fact that we have an Emes Hadin, so we're not concerned that anything is going to go wrong. We're not concerned that anyone's going to forget about the tkiyah shofar. So this is a sensitive issue. It's a major thing to think about. Obviously, if a person doesn't have to eat before tkiyah shofar, the best thing would be that he shouldn't, the same way we find by other halachas as well. And just to end with the following halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says not only is one not allowed to do malacha, and not only is one not allowed to eat before bedikas chametz, but over here the Shulchan Aruch adds, the Gemara in Pesachim writes in the first parak, one is not allowed to learn either. A person is not allowed to sit down and learn before the bedikas chametz, because we're concerned that you're going to get involved. Now, what kind of learning is that? So Rabbeinu Manoach writes, don't think means only giving an Eden shir because you're going to get so involved in the shir. No. Learning also means sitting down and learning a pasuk in Chumash. Why? Because sometimes you get it stuck on a pasuk in Chumash, and you start looking at this Rashi and that Mefarish and this thing, and before you know it, you're making your own Eden shir on stam a pasuk in Chumash. So therefore, says Rabbeinu Manoach, not only do we assume that you're not allowed to learn an Eden sugya, but you're also not allowed to learn anything at the time when it's roy to begin the bedikas chametz. Then the Achronim have a whole discussion. What about a rav giving a shir in a shul? Should we assume that you mean mavatal a shir? Let's say every night we have a shir 8 o'clock. So would you say that leil bedikas chametz we have to be mevatel the shir, or should he say no? So the Rambam seems clear that one is not allowed to give a shir either, even if it's a public shir, even if it's in shul. That also falls under the guidelines that one is not allowed to do anything on leil bedikas chametz before being mekayim the mitzvah. Other achronim are more mekel, if some sofer says not. Why? Because he says when you have a tzibur all together, so we assume everyone's going to remind each other, like the Gemara says in Erev and Daf Gimel, Rabim Matkari Adadi, we're all going to remind each other exactly what we have to do. And the Rabbi Avadi Yosef writes in the Yechaveh Das that perhaps the best idea is if the Rav is going to hold the shir like regular on the night of Bedikas Chametz, so the Gabbai should make a clap at the end of the shir. Assuming the Gabbai is there, he should make a clap at the end of the shir. By the way, everybody should remember to go ahead and do Bedikas Chametz now that you go home. And perhaps that would not be a violation of the minig that one is not allowed to eat, daven, or learn before being mekayim the mitzvah. A lot more to say, but I see it's time for Meiruv. It was time for Meiruv.